O cântico está dizendo:
the song is saying,
chamado,
you have been called.
Aceita tua sublime tarefa.
Accept your sublime task.
O que é que nos chama?
What is
que
calling us?
É este?
What call is this?
Isto na energia do cântico.
In the energy of the song,
uma consciência,
it is a consciousness
que no planeta,
that
é a expressão
in the planet
da polaridade feminina,
is an expression of the feminine
esta polaridade
polarity,
feminina,
this feminine
que
polarity
em todo o criado,
that exists in everything that is created,
aqui no planeta Terra,
is expressed here on planet Earth through this consciousness that is calling us.
Por polaridade feminina, nós compreendemos
we understand feminine polarity to be an inner movement, a movement of withdrawal
dentro do nosso ser,
into the center of our being
gradualmente
that gradually leads us towards non-materiality.
Então, esta polaridade feminina,
so this feminine polarity
esta consciência que nos chama,
or this consciousness that calls us
coisa sexual
has nothing to do with anything related to gender.
Que está nos chamando,
this feminine polarity that is calling us is a movement toward inwardness and withdrawal.
De quê?
Withdrawal from what?
Recolhimento desta nossa situação material,
withdrawal from this our material situation and toward a non-material evolution.
Feminina.
Which is the feminine characteristic.
Quando se faz este movimento, quando se
when this movement
em nós,
takes place in us,
recolhimento,
when this withdrawal is carried out in us,
nos dirigir
when
para um
we begin
imaterial,
to turn to a non-material state,
que vão acontecendo no ser,
one of the things
é
that happens in us
da nossa consciência individual,
is for our individual consciousness to expand. Beyond our situation as an individual,
para uma consciência grupal,
and our consciousness expands
então,
towards group consciousness. So this feminine polarity is producing all this, is calling us to all this.
E quando esta polaridade vai se desenvolvendo,
and when this polarity develops,
capazes,
when we become able to withdraw into ourselves this internalizing that leads us to expanding our consciousness in the direction of being a group. When we begin to see ourselves as a group, to have a consciousness that is broader, is vaster than the consciousness of an individual, then this polarity or this consciousness that is calling us calls us to greater expansion. For example, for our consciousness
futuro,
to expand in the future
grupo,
from group consciousness
planetária
to planetary consciousness.
Então nós estamos sendo chamados
so
para
we
uma
are being called to an expansion of consciousness such as there has never been before in humanity.
Até hoje trabalhou a sua consciência
because up until today, humans have developed their consciousness on an individual level. Each one worked this out individually, evolving individually in this way. And now this consciousness is calling us to become aware of group consciousness. But it is already announcing a greater consciousness for humanity. When we attain group consciousness, when we feel that we are a group, when we act like a group, when we perceive from a group perspective, then we are on the path to planetary consciousness. And then we will begin to get to know the planet where we are. Because by then, we will already have a fairly expanded consciousness, so then we will be able to understand the planet where we are. Because you know that with our individual consciousness, we hardly got beyond the knowledge of the surface of the planet, but the greater part of the planet,
avançada do planeta, não está
the more advanced consciousness of the planet is not on the surface.
Nos abrir
so
para muitas
we would have
expansões.
To open ourselves
e esta mesma
to many expansions
levada
And this same humanity, guided by this feminine polarity, guided by this very special movement of internalization and of inner seclusion, will one day even be able to attain cosmic consciousness. And this consciousness that is calling us is able to guide us if we are receptive, because this consciousness activates all the material life of the planet, and it has the power to mold matter, to turn matter into whatever is needed. This is the consciousness that is calling us. So this is the way for us to transcend our material patterns. It's the way for us to transcend matter, the way matter is for us today, the way we are matter, we are material today. So this consciousness is able to mold our matter in whatever way is needed, because this feminine polarity is cosmic, and so it relies on cosmic rays, it relies on rays that are incorporated into it. And at the same time that our matter is molded, it is purified.
Mas esta consciência que está nos chamando,
but this consciousness that is calling us does not only work with matter, it does not only work on humans, but it makes more subtle, it also sublimates the entire planet in its form, so that here a supreme life may be established, other laws, sublime laws,
de harmonia superior,
of higher order, harmony, and beauty.
Nós, em outras palavras, estamos
well,
falando
in other words,
consciência
we are talking about
é
that consciousness called the mother
então,
of the world.
É esta consciência que está
so
nos
this consciousness
para
is calling us
da sua
to
obra
take part in her works
etapa.
At this stage.
Esta consciência
this consciousness
é prolongamento
is a prolongation of its own self on a broader dimension,
cósmico,
in a cosmic sense,
é chamada de mãe
which is
universal.
Called Universal Mother.
Então, esta consciência, num sentido cósmico,
so this
universal,
consciousness in a universal cosmic sense
raio que
represents a ray
na consciência planetária,
that filtered through planetary consciousness,
através desta consciência que
that
nós
is
chamamos de
going
mundo,
through this consciousness
descrita,
that we call the mother of the world, as has been described,
por meio de toda
should
a
be expressed through all
então,
humanity. So we are being called to cooperate in this work,
canais,
to be small channels, so that this purifying consciousness, this harmonizing consciousness, that represents a higher order, an internalization and withdrawal, silence, a creator silence, that this consciousness could become expressed through humanity. What should we express? What should we be? Besides being a humanity that is moving toward a non-material way of life, what are we to express? What are the keys for us to represent this consciousness or to manifest this consciousness?
Well,
here we would have to ask for grace because this is a mother consciousness, a very creative energy, a creator energy, essentially creator, essentially fertile, infinitely fertile. So we can expect from this consciousness that we should be given the capacity to separate what is essential from what is superfluous. So this feminine polarity is not a joining of what is superfluous with what is essential, but a polarization of the energy that makes it possible for us to separate these things and to be able to recognize what is essential and what is superfluous, what is important, what is priority, and to distinguish what has to be done at this time from what does not, from what is for later, from what does not correspond to it. So here there is an intelligence, an intelligent energy that helps us to make this selection. And besides this ability to separate, to express what should be and what should not be at the right time, we will also be able to put aside what is superfluous, to put aside what is not up to us, not to waste time, not to waste energy on what is not our task. So this consciousness, this energy, if it finds us open, if it finds us receptive, it gives us this light so that we will have here in matter that this consciousness is working on a capacity to handle time correctly, to know what is priority and what is not, to use time correctly, not to get lost in time, in this material time that is even counted up on the clock. So this energy, this something that is calling us, is taking us to a new activity within this material time, so that later we can transcend this time, that we can get into other kinds of time, or we might be able to get into an eternal time in which time does not go by the way it goes by here for this mental humanity that becomes so conditioned by this material time in so many things. So you see that this mother or this universal energy or this feminine polarity that is attracting us will really bring us different conditions. And in this new human condition, because this polarity, this energy, is not asking us to abandon the human stage. She is working on us within the human stage. Since to transcend the human stage is for later, after our purification has taken place, after our elevation has been carried out, and we really withdraw to those levels of our being where there is perfect order, where there is perfect harmony, and where we finally will be able to express beauty in our lives. So this energy that is calling us is bringing us all this, is inviting us to enter this new condition, this new cycle. And something else that we will express in this energy, that we will express in that which is calling us, and if we enter into it, is what we call higher understanding. So we will no longer see humanity the way we see it today. We will no longer see the planet the way we see it today. But through this higher understanding, through this way of understanding things from another level, we will then have the capacity to see things from the inside, to understand things from what they are inwardly and not from what they appear to be. For us to understand someone today, we have to observe that person's actions. We have to see how that person lives, what that person expresses. In the feminine polarity, you don't need this. In the feminine polarity, you have the capacity to understand without any of this. You have the capacity to understand another person even without knowing what the person does, apart from whatever the person expresses. Can you see what polarity we have to develop? What can come to be along our path? This will bring us another kind of creativity. Instead of our acting under the influence of our minds, or instead of our actions representing the fires and the movements of our bodies, our creativity will be higher, because what we will manifest will be an energy of our inner being or of our high self. And when the high self acts through us, our creativity is on another level. It's of another quality. So this is the meaning of, you have been called, accept your sublime task. It's for us to be open to this energy that is here available, or to this mother of the world, or to this great cosmic force that has been present through all times, but that is now working on this humanity, or working on all planetary forms, all that is matter on the planet, all that has form on the planet. And why does the song say, you know you do not walk alone? What is the meaning of you do not walk alone? You do not walk alone because this consciousness represents an aspect of creation. It represents the intelligent activity of creation, which is a cosmic ray. In other words, the third cosmic ray. So all this that has been said, all that has been described, is really the third cosmic ray. So you know you do not walk alone, because this cosmic ray is not alone. All that has been said here does not stand alone. It is accompanied by and is proceeding together with other rays, with other cosmic energies. We no longer walk alone. That is, our intelligent energy, our capacity to act in an intelligent manner is not alone. We have other rays, we have other energies. We have other forces that join this one, that work with this one to enrich all the creative process. And you know that you do not walk alone, that is, if this is developed, if this active intelligence described here is experienced, this is carried out together with other rays. It proceeds together with the ray of transfiguration. This means that it is matter that will not only be purified, but will also be transfigured. It will stop being matter to become a more subtle element. So we are not alone in this activity. We are accompanied by, and we have with us, transfiguration, the capacity to become transfigured. And this is another ray. This is the tenth ray that goes along with this one, that goes along with the third ray. And also, the capacity to relate to several universes, because we are in one universe, we are in one world,
esta energia,
but this energy
sozinha,
that does not proceed alone, but that goes
raio,
together also with the eighth ray,
de, à
it brings
vai se
the possibility, as it develops, for us to become able to relate to universes
leis,
that have another constitution, that have other laws. So it's very important
agora,
for our cosmic
só,
expansion.
Ainda
now,
tem mais
not to walk alone
coisas,
also means
além
there are more things proceeding along with us besides this promise of transfiguration. And besides this latent capacity for us to relate to various universes, and this is inner knowledge not only of things pertaining to matter, but knowledge of things of the spirit. So this third ray is joined by the first, the tenth, the eighth, and the fifth rays. And so this is the configuration. And so we are not walking alone. We are not only going towards our own purification. We are not only going towards what has been described here. But we have a higher inner knowledge, a knowledge that is called science. But this word does not express well what this knowledge is, because science connotes matter, and this knowledge, or this science, is a non-material science. It is the knowledge of antimatter, knowledge of non-material levels we will attain, not only with the third ray, not only with intelligent activity, but we will attain this level with all these other rays, with all these complementary energies. We would have to work on some things very consciously in us, because all of us very clearly have this to be worked on, or we have residues of these things that have remained in us. When we talk about purification, we are not referring to purification in an abstract way, purification in a vague sense. But we have to work on ourselves, and we have to control our material dimension, our mental and emotional aspects, so that dispersiveness can be resolved in us. Dispersiveness means this incapacity to concentrate on something, this lack of ability to go directly to the goal without becoming distracted, without wandering, without wasting time, without dispersing, without this tendency to be distracted, this tendency not to go totally within at a set pace. We would have to work on this. This is in our field of work. So all this positive energy, all this creative energy that is available to us will come to our aid, will come toward us, but only if we are committed to this concentration on the goal,
toda esta realidade.
Concentration on all this reality.
É a outra coisa que nós temos,
and rigidity
que cuidar
is something
conta.
Else that we would have to cope with on our own.
E cada
rigidity.
Pode ver a rigidez de uma
and
forma,
each one of us sees rigidity in a different
si
way, because each one recognizes in himself or herself a certain degree of rigidity. So rigidity is a very broad concept, and for one person rigidity means something, for another person it means other things. But if we ask this great mother for light so that she can show us what this rigidity is and in what we are being rigid, because for you to be rigid means that you are impermeable. It means that you are impervious to all that is there available. But that does not gain entry when there is rigidity. This does not happen when there is rigidity.
Que já nos foi dado no trabalho
so with the discernment that has already been given us through work and grace, with the discernment that we should already have because of our being devoted to all this, and so with this grace, we could work on our rigidity. We could work on this hardness of ours and our lack of permeability, so that all this could take place. This is personal work. This is the work of the human being. This is the individual's work. Separateness also has to be worked on. We would have to aspire not to be separated. We would have to aspire to be in unity, but real unity, inner unity, not the unity of things out here, but real inner union. Real union means for us to be united with our inner self. And there, in the center of our being, we have to be united with all others. This doesn't mean people joining hands out here. It means to be united with our own inner selves, but united in such a way that in there we find everything and everyone. This is union. This is what we seek. And separateness is the situation we are in now, in which we see everything as being outside of us. We see everything as being separated from us when actually nothing is separated from us. No one is separated from us. Nothing in this cosmos is separated from us. So this illusion of separateness, this has to be decisively rejected. This has to be decisively put aside by us in our intention. Then the work of this mother of the world, the work of this consciousness, will heal all of this in us. But we have to have the intention of not putting separateness to use, of not being separable, the intention of not being rigid, the intention of no longer being dispersive. This intention has to be firm so that this energy can work on us, so that this energy can work very openly on us. And we would have to be very careful in all this, not to be crystallized and attached to concepts. Because when our mind says something to us, when we form a concept about something or about someone, that can be useful for that moment. But once that concept has been formed, in the next moment that concept is no longer of any use, because it already did what it had to do. So by aspiring to all this, we are inspired even to form other concepts, to have an idea of life, to have an idea of others, to have an idea of things. And when we least expect it, a concept has already been formed. Things should not go so far as to become concepts for us. We should use all this. We should learn what we have to learn. But never stop at a concept, no matter what it might be. Because these concepts should all be alive. They should continually be transforming. As soon as you perceive a concept, as soon as you have applied it, as soon as you have used it, don't hold on to it anymore. Just wait, because another more advanced concept is on the way. A higher concept will come. Because all this purification, all this expansion of consciousness, all this feminine polarity, all this internalization, This does not stop. It does not remain crystallized at any point. We should pay close attention to our concepts. Close attention. If it's a concept, you can't throw it out right away, because if you have no other concept at the time, you hold on to that one. Because a concept is really a crutch, a good crutch, a stretcher that carries you along. So if you don't have another concept that is greater, purer, closer to reality, to replace it, you don't have to throw it out, but you also don't have to hold on to it, because a greater concept, a greater understanding, a greater vision is always waiting for those who are in this life, those who are in this energy or in this polarity, those who are working on this feminine polarity that is so rich, so creative. In greater, in infinite terms, this is creation here. This is the creation of a being here. This is the situation in which, through maternity, you create a being. When you look at this beyond material concepts, beyond laws, beyond this material femininity, this is a polarity. This is one half of the cosmos. So within this creativity, so unique, so infinite, we would also have to be attentive to our own mental creativity, to our own capacity to be personally creative, which is very good, very useful, very evolutionary. But in regard to this mother, this polarity, this inner aspect that is available to all humanity, creativity is something different. Creativity is a different manifestation. And in our individual, our personal sphere, we should not be confining this greater creativity that is not ours. It belongs to this creative energy, to this intelligent activity. We should be instruments of this in our creativity and not stay there tied down to our little things. Any little task, any little thing we do becomes infinite with this higher creativity. But it is not ours. It belongs to this polarity, this feminine polarity. So there is no reason why everyone is not creative, because this polarity is entering the planet. This polarity is becoming manifest in all humanity. And in terms of energy, that has already been developed to a certain extent. So in terms of energy, there is no reason for us not to be creative, for us not to manifest that which is a reflection of universal life. And we should pay attention to one final thing in order to receive all this and to effectively live within it. And this is for us to be very careful not to want to control things for our own benefit, because we have not been freed from controlling certain things. We have to control a lot of things within ourselves in the same way that we have to control many things in outer life. This is part of the work in this ray, the work in this energy. It's part of the phase that we as human beings, as humanity, we are developing. So we have an activity that is concerned with controlling and with self-control as well. But this should not be to our own benefit. When it's a question of controlling a force, something that has to be transformed, this has to be done
do bem do todo,
for the intention of the good of all and not for our own good. This is a very important detail, because if you control something for your own good or control something within your will, this will turn you away from the path. This will turn you away from the aura of this energy. Here it's a question of control. Here it's a question of using certain force, but never thinking of your own self, never for your own use, never because of your own need to do this, but within a wider discernment. And so this energy is, in a certain sense, very rigorous. This energy leads us toward control, but not a selfish control. It takes us toward a creative control within laws of order, within laws of harmony, and with laws of beauty. Well, if we pay attention to these points, we are then quite open for many miracles to happen in us, for many transformations to happen in us. But to summarize all this, we could say that we should aspire this condition. We should aspire to be in this polarity, free, whole, united in our intention, and then surrender ourselves to this polarity that right now is beginning to transform this planet, beginning to change this planet from being an obscure planet, a non-initiated planet, to becoming a planet that is more fulfilled in a spiritual and sublime way. Now let us go back to the song.